Number one. Zero three.
Women are fined 150 kwacha for illegal disposal of waste. Expectant mothers bemoan inconsistent water supply at Luingu District Hospital Mother's Shelter. And in Africa news, Arand Water completes a maintenance ahead of time. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Two women from Kitwe's Mulenga compound have been fined 150 kwacha each for dumping waste in an open space along the Ndola Kitwe Duo carriageway. Council Public Relations Officer Emmanuel Upikisha has confirmed to Kombon Ready News that the duo, identified as Agnes Mwenya and Lagnes Afoloshi, was caught by Kansas police officers during a night operation on January 2nd, 2025, and subsequently pleaded guilty to the charge of indiscriminate waste disposal. Mr. Lupikisha also warned residents that illegal waste dumping is a serious offense, posing public health risks and contributing to diseases like cholera. He reaffirmed the local authorities' commitment to enforcing environmental laws to safeguard our public health and maintain a clean city. Mr. Lupikisha has since urged the residents to use licensed waste collection companies and warned contractors to comply with their obligations or face contract termination.
So for us as a local authority, this gives us moral support and also just the conviction that we are doing the right thing, and that we just hope that the conviction sends a message to the people out there that indeed it is a crime to dispose of us in open spaces, and as such, if they are found, they are also liable to be taken to court, as well as if indeed the court proves that they indeed dispose of us, they will be found guilty. However, I should mention that the law itself, the Solid Waste Management Regulation Act, prescribes a penalty of not more than 20,000 kwacha. So the court can also fine somebody an amount of 20,000 kwacha if they are found disposing of waste in open space.
Copper Belt Police Commanding Officer Mwalayuyi says police arrested about 1,200 suspects for various criminal offences in Kitwe District during the 2025 festive season, which ran from December 24th to January 2nd, 2026. Master Yuyi disclosed this in an interview at Kitwe Central Police Station, where a number of recovered stolen items were displayed to the media. He assured residents that the Zambia Police Service remains committed to restoring and maintaining law and order in the district, warning individuals involved in criminal activities to desist or face the full force of the law. Among the recovered items are television sets and mattresses, solar panels, gas stoves, mobile phones, gaming machines, and three motor vehicles. Mr. Yuyi noted that the recoveries come against the backdrop of increased criminal activities on the Copper Belt, adding that police in the province are intensifying operations to curb the rise.
Yeah, for the festival season, which started from 24th of December 2025 and ended up, that's according to our operation, ended on 2nd January 2026, we can safely say we had more than 1,200 people that we picked. I'm talking about the whole district. 1,200, and we've dealt with them according to the law. One is just to inform our people that could have lost their properties to come and identify some of their properties. Is here. They are all lined up here. I'm sure you will be able to view them for the public to see. So basically what we've been doing during the festival season is to work extremely hard. You know, I've been promising you that we work very hard, and this is exactly what we are doing as police in the Copper Belt. This is just a jonko in terms of Bemba, isn't it? I don't know how they say it in English, but this is what it is.
Expectant mothers awaiting delivery at Lwingu District Hospital say they are living under difficult conditions due to an inconsistent water supply at the mother's shelter. The women have told Common Radio News that the situation has compromised their sanitation, with several mothers are forced to share a single toilet, raising fears of disease outbreaks. The expectant mothers have since called on authorities to urgently intervene before the situation escalates, stating that a lasting solution to the water supply problem is urgently needed to safeguard both maternal and newborn health. And hospital officer in charge, Dr. Gabriel Simwanza, has acknowledged the challenge, saying steps are being taken to improve sanitation conditions at the facility.
Second health is very important, because this hospital is for everyone, just like what I always say. It's me. Everyone belongs to this hospital. Tomorrow it will be me who will be sick. I'll be admitted here. Tomorrow it will be who will be sick. Who will be admitted here. Tomorrow it will be him is here. You'll be admitted in Nima there. You get the point, right? So let's work together as people in Lwingu to make this hospital great. Yes, I'm not saying it's not great, it's good, but we want to improve where we need to, because there are also some things, or a lot of things, which are supposed to be worked.
Stakeholders have demanded that government should abolish the current system used to distribute farming inputs under the Farmer Input Support Program, CISIP, citing continued irregularities. Some farmers in different parts of the country have complained that certain cooperative leaders are adding unqualified individuals to the CISIP register